Excuse me, sir? I have a Mr. McAllister on line 3 for you, and that Moroccan place you wanted me to order from isn't actually in business anymore, so how about that great place on what? Why are you looking at me like that? Listen. Your father is one floor up in his office right now having his weekly eye massage, and I don't think he would appreciate his son eyeballing the new assistant. I didn't dress anyway in particular. My skirt isn't more than 2 inches above my knee and my heels. Well, they're practically minuscule. They're only 4-inch little Manolos, for God's sake. Why are you laughing at me? My tap isn't even low-cut either. It's practically Amish. It's even got a pussy bow. Yeah. Oh, you're just ridiculous. I should file a complaint the way you're ogling me. It's definitely sexual harassment. You know, I'm not your girlfriend during working hours. This kind of behavior is just unacceptable. Oh, sir. I'm nothing if not professional. I see you wearing that fantastic Dolce number. And that amazing tie I got you in that little shop in Saint-Tropez. Are you committing premeditated seduction? That is just not fair, is it? What am I gonna do with you? Oh, what's the matter? Pants getting a little claustrophobic? You don't like when I sit on your lap like this? That's a damn shame, isn't it? Do I make you uneasy, sir? Oh, you bad, bad man sneaking your hand up my skirt. I'm wearing those fantastic blush lapels you bought me last week. I thought they looked fantastic tossed beside my skirt on the floor. Not to say that I had planned all of this or anything. That would just be nefarious of me. Seducing the CEO, son of that. Would just be downright naughty. You look absolutely scrumptious. Are you gonna teach me a lesson? I have been awfully devilish, haven't I? Gonna bend me over. Naughty man, pushing my skirt up my side, little ass. What are you gonna do with that, baby? Good. beautiful, thick, ugh, inside my tight little ass. You sure know how to treat a lady. I want you to fill me up, baby.